are going to get us on that, but...
Well, it doesn't matter, because it's a podcast. We're at...
All right, one, three, two, one. Rocket Punch! Episode number one.
I'm sure
our listeners are going to get us on for that.
Our listeners are ourselves and our parents.
Oh yeah, we're going to be hammered for that.
Yeah.
All right, so we're Rocket Punch, yes. New podcast. We're now connected to the internet.
Interwebs.
Information superhighway.
All right. I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too. I guess. Yeah. You know, if we suck at first. Screw you. Yes. This is the first episode.
I'm going to agree.
It's going to take a while to get
maybe
into
maybe we
this.
Should introduce ourselves so maybe they're not like, who are these dicks? Like, they're not even going to know us as a name for the first episode.
Well, you know what? I think that's probably a good way to start. Yeah. Would you like to introduce yourself first?
I have a name, which I won't be using, but I guess I'll go by...
No bomb threats for us.
No bomb threats. I think I'll just go by Phil for the moment, because it's kind of... Also in my aim, which is Phil D. Monkey. So I'll just use Phil.
All right.
No one knows who I am.
No one. I don't think anyone cares.
No. Except
yet.
You. Except no. Yet. Except you. Except
all right. Me. Yeah. And I'm gonna be going by Wing Zero because that's Zero. Also my AOL Instant Messenger handle since 1998. It's on my business card since 1998.
A decade worth of being a nerd.
Oh yeah.
Was that always all your base reference, or was that a Gundam Wing reference?
That was a Gundam Wing reference. Way back in the day, it was between Ice Pick, because that sounded really cool, and Wing Zero. And Ice Pick was taken, and I'm like, well, this giant robot looks pretty cool, so I'm like, Toonami's cool, Wing Zero, why not? Sounds like, what is that movie? What was that movie when they're in the fighter jets?
That's kind of
any movie from the early 90s where dudes in fighter jets, that sounded like a code name. And
a good movie.
Anyway, and I spelt it Z-R-O-W instead of zero. It's not Wings Row, okay? It's not like a row of wings. All right, I'm tired of people
row.
Thinking that's how it's pronounced. It's Wings Zero.
Row.
And I thought it was clever, Z-R-O-W. And back then, you could just spell things a little bit different. You didn't have to add, like, three nines and triple X's at the end and beginning of your name in order to get the name you want. Not everything was taken, and it was awesome.
But you can always use 69 if it gets taken.
Back in 1998, it was taken.
Wing Zero 69 was already taken?
Yes.
God damn.
There were that many people, that many losers on the internet at that point.
Not as though you're constituting yourself as any one of them.
No, of course not. I'm much cooler than that.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So let's get on into this.
Well, let's categorize what we are as a...
As a podcast, yeah. Why the hell are you guys listening to us?
Like, we are probably the 500th video game podcast and the millionth anime podcast.
And you needed another one.
We needed another one.
There wasn't enough.
Here's what's going to be special about us. Our claim to fame is that we also like North American cartoons. We like the good old US of A.
Yeah, before it got corrupted by anime. Everything looks like anime now. Nothing looks like cartoons that I grew up with. I remember growing up in the early 1990s.
I killed someone saying the words "totally spies" at a party.
Oh God!
She fell over.
Isn't that French?
Yeah,
isn't that
it's
French
like
animation
French, it's
studio.
French California. It's French Californian.
Yeah. Well, who cares? Nobody cares about the French. What was I going to say? Yeah, growing up in the early 1990s, you had tons of cartoons that didn't look like anime. You had Darkwing Duck, you had DuckTales, you had Count Duckula. There was a lot of duck cartoons.
Two out of three cartoons all looked like Disney ducks.
Yep, and we liked it, and that's the way it was.
And we liked the Mighty Ducks, and we liked...
Yeah, there was a Mighty Ducks cartoon.
And monkeys. Oh man, I loved it.
Man, there were a lot of good cartoons. Mostly duck related.
And monkeys.
But they did not look like anime. And I'd say, I remember the first anime stuff I remember... Well, I don't know, I didn't know that Voltron and, like, Speed Racer were anime at the time. And I guess they're anime, they're from Japan. But earliest stuff I remember seeing, like, VHS tapes of, like, Ranma at Blockbuster. And
really?
whatever Yatsutora. I don't know what
Urusei.
That, yeah, it's probably the best thing she did. And Tenshi Muyo. It was just all these harem animes and stuff like that. And that's all we had at the time. And
that's still kind of what and that mostly was still, comes out.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Like, we're lucky if we get something with some kind of violence in it.
Oh, man, yeah.
Like, I came into this through Nick Jr., who introduced me with such amazing programs as Maya the Bee, Grimm's Fairy Tales, and That Koala Show.
That Koala Show.
I don't know. Cookie Koala.
No.
That was the Hanna-Barbera.
That's for the Hanna-Barbera podcast. You can look forward to that. I'm going to love that podcast
so much. Okay. Man. And then I got into Speed Racer, which is more like, can't wait for... Because it came out in the summer, so I could stay up that late to watch Speed Racer.
Oh, God, man.
My sister and my mom and I relatives made a big batch of popcorn and start cracking up.
It was so bad.
It's so bad.
Even then, you knew it was bad. Like, you look at things in hindsight. Like, I don't remember Voltron being the craptastic show that it was. I thought it was awesome at the time. I was like seven.
Who was the villain in
there? There was like 20 villains.
Who was like the second villain? Who was the prince?
I think it was the prince.
Like, the prince, when he first comes, he has a battle with the head Voltron guy, I don't know, Keith, or... They're all American. They're all, like, very American.
Bill, Jeff, and Ted, and Jan.
And, like, they're having a sword fight. And the villain hits him with a rock. Like, a big rock.
Was that edited in there, or was that part of the show?
That was part of the show. Like, I don't think they would edit that in there.
Most of the stuff, it was just pertaining to deaths, I remember. It's like, oh no, they blew up the ambassador to this planet. Good thing he was a robot. That was really? Sent by this other dude, and it's like, if it had happened, we would all be sad.
If it had happened.
Good thing. Crisis averted. It was a robot.
If the Swedish guy had really been killed, and come back and had gone to his slave camp and lost weight.
Aw, man, yeah. I don't know how I put together... I guess I wasn't so stupid, but if they didn't say that one of the main dudes died, I put it together. I put two and two together. I wasn't that dumb for a kid. And I'm like, oh my god, the main dude died, because I think they just made him up and disappear at one point and replace him with Princess.
They found his corpse, and they're like, it's alright, we're sending them to the nearby hospital on this desolate planet that we just saved from enslavement.
Yeah. I really don't remember as much. I remember the badass opening. That was terrible.
The one with Optimus Prime given a...
Was that Optimus
that
Prime?
That was Peter Cullen.
It's
was,
even better now.
He was the narrator for that.
Oh, that is awesome. I remember recently, it was a couple of years ago, where I was really getting hard into anime. My brother was talking about, he said, you know what, is that Voltron? Is that anime? It's like, because he loves Voltron, but he's so freaking anti-anime, he can't stand
it. Well,
anime.
Voltron is so... Voltron and a lot of these shows...
It may as well be an American cartoon.
Like, yeah, because they adapted it in such a way that to appeal to Americans.
But he was like, Voltron's not an anime! That's impossible!
That's impossible!
That's not true!
What's this show you're watching with kids going into embryos and controlling robots?
Yeah.
It's Ava.
Yeah, that was... God, it's saying Ava is like a ripoff of Voltron. I don't know what to
say. I'm not
say
saying
about
Voltron.
That.
Ava's a ripoff. I'm just saying it's not very good.
Yeah,
but that's for another time.
Oh yeah, that's for the Ava podcast. We got a
Which
lot
we
of
will
podcasts
never have.
To do.
We will never have an Ava podcast.
I think you're going to be able to take little snippets from like the next 50 shows, assuming we get that far, and then you can put them together into a podcast if you want,
perhaps.
Or you know, we'll just never talk about it. Whatever.
Whatever. All right.
Asina Evangelion. I've probably talked about it enough.
By with yourself.
Yeah.
Talking to yourself. And
talking to myself. I've had a lot of practice.
A lot of practice. Oh, and Wing Zero here works out at the SNK Capcom forums if you want to hang out with
him. Yeah, if you guys want to scrutinize my podcast. I don't know. If I put it up there, maybe I can get Gibby Beekster. You guys know who you are. Maybe I can get you on the podcast through voice in or something. If not,
we've got the technology.
We have the power.
We do. All right.
All right. So it's not just anime we're going to be talking about. In cartoons, we know other stuff.
I'm an animation major. I know. I took a history on cartoons.
He's animated a lot of ducks.
More stick figures.
More stick
ducks.
Figures and potato sacks.
Yeah, actually.
Surprisingly, see, I remembered that.
You did.
I remember that. So yeah, not just animation. I'm big into video games myself. I own over 200, and I know what you're saying. 200 video games, my God, that's too much for any one person. And all I have to say about you is that no, it's not enough. It's never enough.
Never.
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 I burn through those things like I'm a drug addict.
Like drugs. Like it's like you're cutting up your cocaine of.
It's like, oh man, another Final Fantasy. I need my fix. Got to keep going backwards, and they keep getting worse as you go backwards. I need more and more. And then eventually, I decided to stop.
Ah, Final Fantasies are.
Yeah, I don't know. Last one I played like 3 hours into 12, and I said, "Okay, this is bullshit. This is Vagrant Story 2. This is not Final Fantasy."
Aren't you happy to get Vagrant Story 2?
If it's called, it's more like a spin-off of it at that point. And, like, I'm not all into the effeminate male lead with, like, the one nipple showing and the chainmail. I'm not into that.
Don't you like the bunny girl with the big British accent?
Listen, if I want porno, I'll go and find, one of those doujins over on the internet.
One thing
I don't need to play an
one thing I'll say I'm happy about that game is that the princess is a total bitch instead of some... Like, girl who's always crying out for help. She's just like, out of my way.
Save me, Mario, save me.
Out of my way, main male protagonist. I'm going to handle this myself.
Yeah, I guess there aren't enough female leads. But I don't know. I don't think I got that far. I got into where you're in the stupid dungeon, and then...
You got nowhere.
Yeah, I got nowhere. I got nowhere fast. 3 hours of that, and I was done. And this I could have been on the internet bragging. I did not want to brag
about
playing that game.
I played that
game,
like, 8 months after it came out.
Yeah, what did you think about it? Did you beat it?
No,
you didn't finish
it
either.
The game was playing itself for me. I was just
It's a story veiled in it's just like an anime or something veiled in menus and cutscenes.
More or less.
Yeah. I don't know. I applaud it for it's not turn-based. You see an enemy, you can avoid it. You know, unless it's super fast or something like that. That's fine. But
I was getting sick of sometimes they wouldn't even listen to the commands I gave them. Like,
it's like,
I told
damn
them,
it.
At 70%, when they're at 70% of their HP, one of them's supposed to heal everyone, but they won't.
You mean 30%?
No, at 70. Like,
they have 70% of their life left?
Yeah.
Alright, whatever.
Because sometimes they'll take 50% of the damage, and then they won't listen to that.
I think we've learned from, Halo 3 that the AI of all video game characters, they can't do jack shit.
No.
Okay? Like, I think I'm going to be gunning in the back seat in Halo, and I'm like, yeah, well, CPU guy, you can take care of the driving right into a brick wall.
Right into a brick wall.
Yeah. Sorry. Just don't assume your PS2 is going to be able to think for you. It's not that smart, people.
No.
It can't do it.
All right, so should we go to the main topic of our very first episode?
Wow, what should the main topic be?
Well, it's something very close to my heart, as in, it's not. And yet it's something that's been there for at least 12 years now.
It's no longer a fad. It's no longer a fad. It's a legitimate franchise now.
Really?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's scary.
Isn't it? Remember, it's like, it's a fad.
It's a fad.
We are, of course, talking about Pokemon.
Pokemon. Yeah, we're doing the Bill Cosby. I don't care.
Yeah, we're getting this out of the way.
I just
want
to say, I apologize to Bill Cosby for that entire thing. And I really enjoy his work on
if
a
you
legitimate
don't know,
level.
Hmm?
I enjoy his work on a legitimate level. I like his album.
He's a funny guy.
He's a very funny guy.
Funny guy.
I'm kind of annoyed that, they didn't take any clips from Bill Cosby himself. It's just Dan Castellaneta and...
It's just, Family Guy and
The Simpsons
and whatever.
But enough about Bill Cosby.
Yeah, this is not the Bill Cosby podcast.
This is not the Bill Cosby.
Though it should be.
It should be, but hopefully one day we'll do a Fat Albert podcast.
Oh, man, I have not seen enough Fat Albert to do that. I better study.
You better study hard.
I better study hard.
Because we don't do Fat Albert in our animation history class.
You should. You definitely
we
should. That's the class.
We kind of stop after the 60s.
Do you?
Yeah.
Anything past the 60s
after the
is 60s, garbage.
After the 60s, we go straight into independent stuff.
Once it gets to the bad Looney Tunes, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But we'll talk about Crazy Cat.
So, all right.
Cool Cat.
So where were we? Bill Cosby.
It's Pokemon. We're talking about Pokemon.
Now, just to get Bill Cosby thing out of the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, go on to the YouTube.
Maybe we'll...
Type in Bill Cosby Pokemon, and if you can sort through the 100 bad BS things, you'll find a funny video about it. End of topic. Pokemon. Okay.
Maybe I'll put a sound wave in it.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll die of something.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Okay, so Pokemon. The new craze that's sweeping the nation.
New craze of 2008.
Man, God, do I love Pokemon. But I hate it so much.
This is like,
it's a love-hate situation, it really is.
Zero here. How to say this?
Is that how you're going to be calling me instead of Wing Zero?
Wing Zero.
It's like too long, too many syllables.
Too many syllables to say Wing Zero. You haven't called me my name yet.
Huh?
Phil, you haven't called me Phil yet.
God, it's Phil D. Monkey. I'm talking to you. I don't need to state your name every time to validate your existence. You're here.
I'm here.
All right. So, what were we talking about? Pokemon.
Oof.
Yeah. Like,
so, let's talk about the game, because the game is more enjoyable than some of the other parts of the franchise.
I remember what you did was you got your Pokemon video game, and everyone had a Game Boy. Everyone had the Game Boy.
Pokemon Blue.
Even though it was 8-bits and, like, green, gray, and white, it still beat the crap out of everything else, because the battery life was
insane. Game Gear, come on.
Oh, God, what, you got, like, 2 hours out of that thing? I still have a Game Gear. It's got Ren and Stimpy in it, sitting in my drawer. It's never gonna get any use.
I used to go to, like, my cousin's house and play all the Ren and Stimpy games for the Sega Genesis.
I remember one of them was good, it just had crap controls.
It was at the, was that Stimpy's Invention, or?
Yeah, it was Stimpy's Invention. And then you had the Happy Happy Joy Joy song at the credits.
Yeah. They'd have log for the theme. But anyways, Pokemon.
Back to the Pokemon, yeah, so you had...
Not as exciting as Ren and Stimpy.
Not as exciting as
Ren and
Stimpy.
It was a pretty good RPG.
What you did is you got Pidgey and you used it and it kicked ass. Pidgey? You didn't have a lot of options. It was either... It was down to whose Mewtwo was best at the time and
Charizard.
And yeah, well, everyone has had Charizard. It's a fire-breathing dragon. How are you not going to like it?
Oh, there we... Oh, I can unpause it.
Sweet.
Oh, what do you know? We had a bit of an interruption there.
Yeah, somebody walked in.
In with a cat.
So yeah, Mewtwo, Charizard, and Pidgey. Those were the three Pokemon you used. Sometimes, I don't know, you'd throw in like Hitmonlee or something.
Because
the thing had no mouth and you were wondering how cool it was.
Hitmonlee?
Yeah, the thing has no mouth. How does it eat?
Hitmonlee?
Yeah.
Huh? What about the other one?
What, Hitmonchan?
Yeah.
Oh, nobody used Hitmonchan. Well, it was the internal battle between the two Pokemon.
Well, anyways, it was a pretty good RPG.
It was the greatest game of all time, at the time. Now, now looking back on it, it's still good, but, you know, Gold and Silver blew that game out of the freaking water. Because they introduced, Dark Pokemon and Steel Pokemon, and then... Psychics were not as prevalent as in the last game.
And you'd walk into a forest and you would punch a trainer in the face and be like, I lost that Pokemon battle.
Oh yeah, man, that was great. You know, the whole idea of Pokemon, it's like, yeah, send this 10-year-old, you know, into the woods, into the world.
Into woods to capture wild animals.
And capture monsters, that's what Pokemon is an abbreviation
and,
for, pocket
and
monsters.
Train them
in the deadly arts of shoot, like, fire in your
shoot
opponent's
fire
face.
Shoot fire into your opponent's face.
Man.
And they can never be killed.
Huh? No, yeah, they faint. That was one of the big ideas why Miyamoto liked the idea so much, is they don't die, they faint.
They faint?
They faint.
It's pretty smart.
Like, yeah, I guess
Who would want to... It's like, Tamagotchis were at the time. It's like, I don't
oh,
want
God,
my...
God, I had a Tamagotchi.
I didn't
that
want my Tamagotchi.
So quick.
I had a rip-off Tamagotchi. You had a dinosaur.
Yeah, then... What did you have? Was that a Digimon?
No.
Because those were handheld pets, too, at one point.
No, no. This was like a rip-off from a Sanrio store.
From a what?
Sanrio. They have these, like... You go to the Korean part of the town, and you go to, like, a Sanrio store.
I've never been to one of those. And I got all my stuff off the internet in garage sales.
And when Hello Kitty was really big, Mister was like, let's go to the Sanrio store. And I was like, hell no.
Get yourself 10 digital pets. Have them all die at once.
So I got a fake dinosaur, and she got a fake dinosaur. I think the worst part about it is that, like, I decided not to take care of it for 3 hours.
And it died?
It nearly died. And all I wanted to do was watch the Men in Black. Oh, jeez, this is old. I'm old. Like, I was a little kid with my Tamagotchi. And going to see Men in Black in the theater.
We're not that old. I'm 20. Even when I'm 40, it's still not that old. Like, 20
and
is the new 10.
And it nearly died.
Okay, 20 is the new 10 years.
What is Men in Black, a 90-minute movie?
Huh? I guess. Seemed like 3 hours, because it was so awesome. You had car chases, explosions,
aliens,
you had guns.
Will Smith.
You had people punching other people in the face with aliens. I mean, they had everything.
Yes.
Really, what more can you ask from a movie? That is a classic.
Men in Black. Go see that.
Yeah, if you have... The sequel, you know, I think the sequels are still pretty good. It's no Rush Hour 2. you know?
Shut up. Shut up. Alright, back to Pokemon.
Back to Pokemon. So yeah, Gold and Silver, great game. Oh. I remember that had the best music out of all the games. Well, you know what? That had a lot of people say that it rips off the original games because it had the original game in it. You could go, you beat the whole game, and then it's like, well, it's go, over.
Well,
oh, wait a minute. 8 more badges go to Kanto.
Huh.
And then people are saying they complaining about reusing music. Yeah, because you're in the original area from the first game. Don't complain about that. And you know what else you didn't have to do? You didn't have to water your stupid berries. They would grow every day or two, and then you just pick them up and you'd use them. Now, none of this fertilizing bullcrap in Diamond and Pearl. I don't know who okayed that. That was a bunch of bull.
Okay.
So, your ideas?
My ideas? It was a pretty good game. You take Pokemon and you... And hopefully the battery doesn't die.
Oh, man. You know what I did is I had an extra copy of Gold, and I didn't check it. I assumed it worked. I turned it on. It worked. And I sold it up on eBay, and they're like, I can't save. You sold me a game. I can't save. And I'm like, crap. What could be the problem? I'm like, I either broke it, and I didn't know, or the battery's dead.
The battery,
I'm like, you know what? The battery's probably dead. I saved so many times. And even, like, my original copy of Zelda from, like, 1985,
my original copy,
the battery
Pokemon,
still works on that.
Pokemon Blue, it did it.
Yeah, man.
And I had all 150.
And I told them to replace the battery with, like, a watch battery, and they went to Radio Shack, and they got back to me, and they're like, yeah, we did exactly what you told us to, and it worked out fine. I'm like, what? Really?
Wow.
And they're like, yeah, just refund me, like, the $5 for the battery. I'm like, okay, yeah. And that game still sells for a lot of money. It's like $25 for a Game Boy Color game.
Really?
And it deserves it. It's a damn good game.
I have silver. I'm going to be rich.
Well, if you actually had real gold and real silver, I'd assume they'd be more worth more. Gold is worth like crazy amounts of money right now.
Not silver?
Hmm? Well, I guess they're both worth a lot. The worse the economy gets, the better your gold is. You gotta mine those golds.
So, beyond the Pokemon games...
I skipped out on the Game Boy Advance stuff. By the way.
Well, I'm not talking about... You know where I'm going.
Hmm?
You know where I'm going.
What, the TV show?
The TV show. You'd wake up at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning when you find out that everyone else is watching it, and you watch it, and you'd be like, this is what everyone's getting into? Really?
You know what? I guess I was too brainwashed at the time. Wasn't it? On Nintendo Power, they sent me this VHS tape in the mail, and they're like, hey, this is Pokemon! It's gonna be the best thing ever! You better get on this! The TV show is gonna be on, and, like... like 6 a.m. on this day, and I was so pumped up for it that I stayed up at like 6 a.m. the day before they told me to do it, and that was the actual day that they decided to air it.
Really?
So if I hadn't done it early, I wouldn't... I saw the first episode of Pokemon at the very first airing on TV.
Which was like a syndication broadcast.
Yeah, it was on like Channel 8, whatever it was. I don't know what that was. But it was the greatest thing ever. I was like, oh my god! Because no one else was into Pokemon at the time. And I got the games the first day that they came out. I got both games. My mom bought me both. Don't know why. I only asked for one. But she's like, whatever, this will shut him up. Maybe he'll do better in school. I didn't.
He didn't. He just played Pokemon.
If anything, that made me... it made me worse.
And I was
big mistake on my mom's part.
For me, it was about being cool and hip because it was Pokemon, and it was like, did you see the episode of Pokemon? They had the Charmander, the Charizard.
I always thought it was really messed up that if his tail goes out, it dies.
Oh yeah.
Hey, you know, all of a sudden rain. Oh no! Every Charizard and Charmander in the area, they're dead.
Dead.
Charmeleon somehow survives, I guess.
So I guess we have to talk about a good companion of mine, Ash Ketchum. You know why?
Oh,
you know why he's called Ash Ketchum?
No, I don't actually. Because
you've got to catch them all.
Oh, that's the joke.
Took me 10 years to do
that.
To
is
get
that. The joke.
It took me 10 years.
I guess
to
I
get
was,
that. Until
I
finally,
was...
till finally, someone told me, and I'm like, oh.
Oh right.
Yeah, Phil, we get it. You get it. Philby monkey.
Not the quickest person.
No.
At least not on that. I realized that really quick. I think the best thing about the localization of that episode of that series was when they get to the Mankey or whatever, and they refer to the onigiri, the
rice
ball, as a donut.
It looks like a delicious, it looks like a delicious powdered donut to me. I'm like, that looks like a really good donut.
I guess. I remember later I saw a screenshot somebody compared the Japanese episode in like the Advance series. And, like, they replaced a giant onigiri with, like, a sub sandwich.
I would eat that stuffed
fish. I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's the American equivalent. So says 4Kids Entertainment.
Does it matter? Does it matter in terms of the scene? Did it really matter if it was...
I don't know. They edited a lot of just random... Like, if a sign said anything in Japanese, even in a background, and it didn't matter, they're like, gotta edit this out. Can't let people know it's from another country.
Nope. Not at all.
That's your rebuttal?
Huh? Huh?
Never mind. Oh, man. What else about that show? I remember recently... Well, not recently. Maybe a year ago, they started the old voice actors, which are, like, the only good thing of that cartoon. And they switched them out because 4Kids doesn't do it anymore. Nintendo saw that 4Kids was basically butchering their show, and they're like, you know what? Screw you. We're using our own voice actors and making our own show.
Well, sometimes they had to take on an episode, maybe like the Caesar episode. Maybe.
Yeah, but listen, they re-aired. Well, I don't know if they've re-aired that in Japan, but I know you can look. You can find it on YouTube again.
You can find it.
Free plug for YouTube.
There's also all the Jinx episodes, and Jinx isn't a...
Yeah, Jinx is supposed to be a take on the Genjuro girls, you know, those over-makeuped girls in Japan.
Well,
they took it out of context and thought it was blackface.
It looked pretty blackface to me.
Well, in the first game, it was black. You know, but it's a cultural difference. I guess I can understand it. If you look at the pre-evolution, then you Google Genjuro girl. Hopefully, you won't get a like a hentai game or something, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Not in the mood. No, I'm not going there.
Yeah. Oh man, what else did they edit out? I remember there was an episode. They chose.
Wait,
why are we talking
about editing? Hmm? We're not talking about the best character in the show,
Brock. Yes.
Yes.
High five.
Yes.
We were on the same wavelength.
Oh, man.
God. He is that show.
He is the Shaq of that show.
He is amazing.
He is so good. I watch him to every episode and hits on every lady.
And constantly cock-blocked. All the time. Never gets any.
It's terrible.
I don't know how that guy does it. I know he's a fictional character, but if he were real, I think he would die from, like, not being able to... There's no way to survive.
Well,
he would get
laid so often if he was real.
Oh, because, yeah, man. I don't know
because
how...
he can clean. He can cook.
That's the only
he's
reason.
He's a scientist. He's a... What is he, a Pokemon?
He's a Pokemon breeder,
he's
apparently.
He's a Pokemon breeder.
Which you never see him do at all in the entire series.
So he's a scientist.
It's like he's as much a Pokemon breeder as Gordon Freeman is a scientist. Okay?
Isn't he?
If you count being a scientist as being a dude that runs around with a gun and blows up... like head crabs, yeah, that's a scientist.
Okay,
you know he's as much as a plumber as Mario is. That's the similar.
Mario's got various.
He goes through pipes. That's it. That's
all right.
It.
Anyways, and then they replaced Brock for a season because it's everyone in America. They figured no
it was
in
too
America,
much awesomeness. We couldn't handle it.
He has too much awesomeness. He was Tracy. Hi guys.
Yeah, Tracy.
I'm Tracy. Yeah, I'm a. What is she like? A photographer.
I like to draw. That's my hook.
That's
my angle. That's much better than hitting on every girl I see. That kids are gonna love that. The kids can identify with that.
How's it going?
Oh man, God, I hate Tracy.
So they brought back
damage.
Brock because they realized the range were.
Well, you know what? I think Ash probably would have died. Ash can't cook. Ash can't find directions. He can't. He can't do anything.
And
he
gets daily beatings from Misty.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
Which is why they took her out.
Because she was also too awesome. The show was... you had to periodically just switch things. I guess Ash stayed in there, and they might be taking him out of the show soon or eventually.
Or, like, whenever... That show's never getting canceled.
It's never going to stop. It's going to be like Detective Conan, where it's going to be at, like... I already think it's at, like, if you go to streaming.net, they're at least 400 episodes.
Nearly 450 episodes of Pokemon. That scares me.
That's a lot of Pokemon battling.
That is.
And within that time... Ash has not won like a single tournament at all. I think he won the Orange Leagues. Well, he won the Orange Leagues, and that's like in Hick Islands, and that's all he's done. Is like,
he's 12. You're expecting
master.
Him to win like a big.
I
Pokemon
expect
tournament.
Him to be at least smart enough to not get rid of his Charizard, his Tauros, his Muk, all these awesome Pokemon. And you know what he has right now? He has the grass starter, the basic bird. He got rid of the awesome monkey he had. And he's got, like... What, he has got Gligar?
Well,
he's got, like, all
a,
basic Pokemon.
Wasn't his monkey, like, a boxing champ?
Huh?
He was a boxing
champ. Yeah, he gave that up in, like, one episode.
Because he was a boxing champ. He had to stay there and defend his title.
I guess.
He was like Rocky.
But still, I mean, it's like... don't you barely ever see him go to a PC in the game. He's never like, well, I'm gonna go into this gym, but I'm not gonna use any of like the 20 level 50 or whatever the hell you're at Pokemon that I have. I'm gonna Thundershock ground Pokemon with Pikachu. It'll work because I have the spirit.
It does.
I have the fighting spirit.
It does.
You gotta believe.
It always does.
And it always works every time.
He's always winning. He's always. You see,
he's got something.
You're putting too much credit on. You're putting too much on pressure on ass. He's 12 years old.
I guess, but he's just damn lucky everyone in that world
he's
is retarded.
He's 12 years old. What is that? He's only been to a year of junior high.
I don't even know.
Has he ever been to
school? I don't think anybody goes to school
no
in
one goes
Pokemon
to school in
universe.
Pokemon.
Everyone
no
just battles like crazy.
That's so depressing.
They just randomly wander around. I don't know how the economy even sustains itself
where are
with
the
all these people wandering around
where
the forests.
Where are the colleges? Where are the high schools?
There was a Pokemon college in like the 10th episode.
Was it a Pokemon college? Or
yes,
was
it was
an actual,
a Pokemon college.
Or was it an
where
actual
you learned
college,
about Pokemon.
Or was it an actual college?
I don't remember. I remember this one hilarious thing. It's like, well, what's this circle? What's that Pokemon? Oh, it's an Electrode. Nope, it's a Jigglypuff from above. And it's like, god damn it, that would be impossible to tell.
Where are the colleges? Where are the people getting the education in the Pokemon universe?
Where is anything? There's many mysteries to the Pokemon universe.
Where are people learning to cook and bake and teach their children how to read?
Do Pokemon die? Nobody knows.
Is there, like, philosophical books on Pokemon?
You know what it's going to be? The series is going to end, and then it's going to be like, Ash will wake up, and it'll be like, it was all a dream. That's how they're going to validate everything.
It's really going to be a dream of
of an autistic child or
well,
something like
that. Well, I was
like
thinking that. It's going to be a dream of that guy who starred in the Nintendo cartoon.
Oh, it's going to be Captain N?
Yeah.
<It's gonna laughs> guys, I just had the craziest dream.
Really?
You're never going to believe this. I'm going to make a game about this, and no one's going to listen to him because it's the most retarded idea ever.
In comparison to the rest of Captain N.
Well, I never watched Captain N as a kid, but I've gone back and seen what should not be seen.
I love Captain N so much.
Man, did you see Mega Man in that?
Yeah.
He looks nothing like
so
Mega
what?
Man.
So what?
They were going by like the box art from the first game.
So?
And he looks like a retarded like soccer goalie
so?
On that cover. Like Google Mega Man 1
so
box
it's great.
Art if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, but anyways, man. Pokemon.
You know,
not made by Deke.
Yeah, God. Well, Deke is the four kids of old, isn't it?
It's not really the four kids of old. They're more like, I really can't say anything about Deke.
You can't say anything about.
I can't say anything good or bad because I really.
Yeah, well, didn't they have Inspector Gadget?
Well, that's
isn't that
like,
Deke?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Inspector Gadget. Hell
they
yeah.
Did Inspector Gadget 20 years ago.
God, I'm 20. I remember watching.
It was made. It started in 83.
Well, then they ran reruns all the way up until 1995. That's how good it was.
All right. More about Pokemon because.
I don't know. I think I'm Pokemon'd out. Let me
Pokemon'd
think.
Pokemon'd out.
Pokemon. Well, okay, let's talk about Diamond and Pearl. I think what they're going to do is. There's like a patent for like Shining Gold and like. And Dusk Silver, or whatever they're going to do, but they're going to make a remake.
Yeah, of course there's going to be a third
with the Diamond and Pearl, like, battle system, I guess. I'll buy it, even though I don't need it, just because I like Gold and Silver so much, but I guess that's the
we
next
have the
logical...
Pokemon, we have the Pokemon fanatic here.
Oh, man, yeah, boy, am I ever. I was on... I have a VHS tape. Maybe I'll upload it, but I have, God, uploading a VHS. I believe that would cause the computer to explode.
You could do it.
But I was on, I was on a news thing where they were talking about counterfeit Pokemon cards, and my local comic book shop, which isn't there anymore, and I think I ran them out of business because of bad publicity, just because it's like, oh, maybe there's just Pokemon kids that are going to this comic book store. Nobody cares about them. Anyway, so I was on because I was a Pokemon fanatic, and I'm there with my Pokemon binder all organized by type and base stats and stuff like that, and they're like, well, you know... What is this with these Pokemon? And it's like, well, you know, I said this. I'm basically a Pokemon fanatic. I said that as I was 12 to, like, everyone in my area, in the Tri-County area, saw that on the news. And, you know, and then they kind of took that one line and phased out everything else. I think I talked for about 10 minutes, and then they used, like, 30 seconds worth of whatever the most embarrassing thing they could think of was to, in order to plug their news thing about counterfeit Pokemon. And then, even though I only talked for like 30 seconds, Gene, the owner of the card shop, he got like 10 seconds, and it was his comic book store. And he was so angry at me, he's like, "Damn it, kid, you stole the spotlight. This is supposed to be my time to shine. I own a comic book store. I'm not going to get any more publicity than this." And I'm like, "Well, sorry. I'm a cute 12-year-old. People want to hear what I have to say. They don't want to hear about the Magic the Gathering player and his take on the comic book industry." Oh, man. Yeah, that was great. Oh, and also recently, there was a GameStop tournament. I beat up a bunch of kids at the GameStop tournament.
That's real. That's real professional.
I feel very proud of myself for doing that.
You are real. You are.
I'm a man among men
of our generation.
Yeah. If you can say that you went to a GameStop and beat up a bunch of, you're 20 year old and you beat up a bunch of like 10, like 16 years old was the most I saw, and you beat them all at a Pokemon tournament, then you can claim to be the king nerd.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess this about wraps up the Pokemon cast.
Yeah. If you got any ideas for what you want to hear us talk about, God knows we've got a lot of things to talk about.
Maybe just send us something.
I don't know. Email us.
We're at wingmonkey@gmail.com.
Yeah, because it's clever. It's the first name of my name and the last word of his name. So Wing Zero and Phil D Monkey becomes wingmonkey@gmail.com.
As in wing and monkey.
Spent an hour figuring that one out.
At gmail.com. Then this has been Rocket Punch.
Oh, and if you have any questions, we're probably going to do a question and answer thing. So
maybe.
Maybe if we feel like it. If we feel you love us enough.
See ya.
See ya.